You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Romy Wright's with Bring It Back. Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. We've got Romy Wright's on the line. Morena, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am very good. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you. Still love these songs. They're just so timeless and lush and gorgeous, and you're playing them for free, which is a real treat, this Friday. Tell us a wee bit about the gig. What's happening this week, Lisa?
Well, thanks to Auckland Live and Hudge, we've organised a gig for, at the Civic, Foyer at 12:15 this Friday. Got an amazing band with me. I've got Julian Dine on drums. I've got Joe Captain on keys, Jay Wyon on horn and flute, Fran on saxophone, Kenny Sterling on guitar, and Navar on bass. So it's a pretty stacked lineup.
That is a very stacked lineup, and very exciting as well, because, you know, still for us fans of your music, it's new. You're kind of still new to the scene in terms of gigging, and in terms of releases, there's just the two singles out via Manuka Recordings. What's been happening in your musical world at the moment? Have you been writing or thinking about new releases? What's on the cards?
Kenny's been in Wellington. Hunter's been in Wellington, so we've actually been riding in the hotel and wrapping up our album and just getting ready to put some backing vocals on. We're pretty much kind of mostly there, so we're pretty excited to share that once everything is ready to go, which will be in the near future.
That is really exciting. You guys in your day jobs, I know, do a lot of film work, which I think really informs some of the sound. There's something really cinematic about the world that you work in as an artist. Do you think that's a fair thing? Is it something you're thinking about when you're writing?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that heavily inspires us. But also, I think for me personally, like my relationship with Matt Hunter, I think we've got such a good friendship, so there's like that freedom there to just be creative, and I think that's what helps, or what is helping me at the moment, at least, with the writing for this new album and first album.
Yeah, totally. And there is something really exciting and a wee bit scary about it being, you know, the first full length project as well, because it is kind of a little bit of a, you know, a poe to say who you are or what it is that you're about as a musician. What kind of stuff have you found yourself reflecting on and writing on when you've been in this process?
Listen, I've been telling everyone, and everyone must think I'm just depressed all the time, but I've been writing a lot about just relationships, that a lot of love lost, and I think that's where I'm at for this album. I'm hoping in the future projects that we kind of write about something a bit brighter. But it's all good. I'm embracing it, and I think that will reflect in the album when people hear it.
You got to get those things off your chest, though. I feel like you can't let them stew, or you can't get to the next idea or the next thing past it. It must be satisfying as well to then, you know, have that crew around you who you know will be able to uplift the ideas that you're playing with. Do you feel, do you feel like that team that you've got? Do you have to explain much to them, or do they just kind of get it? What's the vibe?
No, you're right. I feel so supported. And I feel like I'm quite spoiled with the team that I have. I'm just like making the most of it. And I know I'm supported. So I think that's, again, another reason why I'm able to be creatively just free.
Yeah.
There's, you know, no judgment. They know what I'm going through. But also, like, in the musicality side of it, like, I feel free and trust. Mm. You know, we trust each other.
Yeah, totally. And getting to play live, what is that for you? Because have you been, you know, much of a live performer before the Romy Writes project, or is this still kind of new territory?
I was.
Yeah, nice.
No, I was. I was that person that was probably singing at a bar with like five people watching.
But, yeah, nice. So I've nice.
Had practice. But I have to say, in terms of the Romy Writes project, I've had some amazing opportunities, and the crowds, I mean, the audience have been amazing. I recently did Cooper Duper. That was my first Wellington crowd.
And oh, amazing.
Honestly, like, such an amazing, I don't know, they were awesome. Cooper Duper was mean, and like the Wellington crowd was mean. I'm originally from Wellington, so it's always nice to, you know, see your people.
Yeah, homecoming of sorts. That's pretty special, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
What can people expect from this Friday? There'll be obviously new music, I'd imagine, and some stuff that you've been jamming. What's the energy going to be?
I mean, the energy is, I mean, I'm going to say this, it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
We're obviously going to do the tracks that have been released, and we are going to be doing some new music, which I'm really excited for. One of them we recently wrote with Kenny, and I'm really happy about it, and we're opening with that this Friday. So if you want to hear new music, please come through. It's also a free gig as well. So if you're around.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful thing. I was saying before, I went to the Leonard Charles one last weekend. It's just so lovely. It's an incredibly gorgeous space to play. And it's a really nice, communal activity in your lunch break to pop down and see some incredible music. So very much looking forward to it. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
If people want to get your tunes, Manuka Recordings Bandcamp or Romy Writes Bandcamp, best places to get them at the moment. And we will see you on Friday, 12:15 p.m. to 1 p.m. Romy Writes and the Commotions. That is at the Civic Foyer. Thanks so much for speaking with us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Some time to
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.